VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
You are listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, and that's great, but now we want to listen to you. Give us a call. It won't kill you. 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Here's Griffin Lee.
This segment of eBay Radio is brought to you by CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you. Call us now, 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. If you're having a problem with printing, call us. We want to hear from you. I want to take down the details.
We think it's the Java thing. It's the Java jive.
It's that, yeah, and jive is the operative word here. We should just go to PDF for everything. I mean, it's so much easier. Everyone has a PDF
Everybody.
Reader. Everyone has that on their
free.
Computer. Yeah, it would work. And it works for everything, you know.
Yeah, it even works for putting electronic signatures on PDFs.
Hello, I know. So if you're running into this issue and you're having a problem, one of the things you can do is void out the label and then go to reprint it. And if it's a single label and you don't have other labels to print, because really that multi-label feature takes care of that issue. It doesn't use Java. But if you're printing a single label and you run into this issue, void it out, go back, and change the preferences on the screen that shows up when you go to print the label and you select print USPS or print shipping label. And then there's a screen where you can change a lot of stuff, and it shows you the addresses and it shows the amount that's going to cost. There's a little link up in the right-hand corner that says something about changing printer preferences. And if you click that, you can select inkjet printer. And then when you go to pay for it and print it, The label will show up in the box, and you'll be able to print it. I think that Java problem happens mostly with with specific label printers selected. Mm-hmm. But I can't. That's how I was able to get it to work. I can't guarantee that's the case, though. I tried different browsers; it was the same problem all around.
Boy, do I have egg on my face!
Why?
The event is 17th, 18th, and 19th, not 16th, 17th, and 18th.
Well, we can correct it
here. I'm sorry.
So hold on, let me write this down with my...
Tuesday the 17th, Wednesday the 18th, Thursday the 19th. Tuesday the 17th is going to be a full day of how to market yourself and your listings and your store.
What is this device I'm holding? This doesn't look like anything that writes. Oh, trying to find a pen in this studio.
So it's at Bally's, 17th, 18th, and 19th. We'll let you know as soon as we open registration. And, of course, we'll be giving a few of them away, and we'll be giving some rooms away. And, by the way, Griff, guess how much we got? Guess how much the rooms are going to cost this year?
Let's see.
$59.
Oh, wow, that's cheap.
$59. And, of course, you're going to have to pay, you know, taxes and a resort fee. But that resort fee includes free internet in your room.
Oh.
So it's going to end up probably by the time you pay the resort fee and the taxes and everything, $82.
Oh.
And you're going to have Wi-Fi in your room this year free.
Has that not been the case in the past?
That's right. Also, we got you into the gym free. So if you want to use the gym facility...
Are you trying to tell me something?
If you want to use the gym facilities at the hotel... Oh, this is great. This is so embarrassing when this happens on
what
the
is
air.
It?
And I should know better, too. It's my phone. Yeah. I've got any old time.
Oh, Maria Muldaur.
Maria Muldaur.
Yeah.
As you know, one of my favorites of all time.
Yes, I do. I heard on Prairie Home Companion on Saturday, her ex-husband Jeff Muldaur was on.
Really?
Yeah, that with Jim Kreskin, you know, the jug band folks.
Yes.
I loved them in the 60s. They were fun.
Listen, I love
your husband must, John must love them.
I love that whole show, so does John. We never listen unless we're traveling for some reason. You know, out in the car during that time. But we love that show. Wonderful, wonderful music on it, by the way. People that people haven't heard of, but they're on his show every week, and they're fantastic. Pat somebody, we have a couple of CDs by him. I forgot. He's a fan. He's the one who says he wrote the song "Sitting in the Basement, Stealing from Chet." because he would go down in his basement as a young guy, and John related so much, and listen to Chet Atkins over and over and over again and steal licks from him. Anyway, we digress into music from time to time, don't we?
We can't help it. We're musicians. That's what we do. We digress.
I know. If you've got something informative, enlightening, or educational to share with the eBay Radio audience, we'd like you to apply to come be our guest on Tuesday. Just go to ebayradio.com, click the big blue Archives on Demand button, then click on the tab that says Be a Guest, and fill out the application, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. People are shy about doing that, Griff.
Yeah, people are shy about doing that,
and I will tell you, they want to come on the show, but they're shy about asking. And let me tell you that even the biggest talk shows in the world, the ones that are syndicated to hell and back, when they have guests on, time and time again, that guest has sent them a press release or something saying, here's a subject that might be of interest to your listeners or your viewers. And that's how they find guests. So don't be embarrassed or ashamed to bring yourself to our attention. We won't tell anyone that you signed up to be a guest. They'll think we went after you like crazy. But it's our way of finding new people to have on the show as guests, so we'd love to hear from you. So it's guest@voicemarketing.com. And let us know what you have to share. So, Griff, how's your new thing coming along, the educational thing? What's going on with that?
Well, it's we're ready to go.
Okay.
We just signed the contract. You know what that's like. So now we're ready to go.
Yeah, I know what that's like.
I couldn't believe you asked me that, and I couldn't lie. I'm meeting with some folks here to help me with content redesign and updating. And, yeah, we're ready to go.
Will you be changing the floor that you're on or anything, or your desk or your area, or what's going on with that?
Changing my floor, my desk,
well,
my
you know,
area.
Where you're, do you, they move you to a different place in the building because you're going to be handling this new thing, or
no,
what?
No.
Okay.
No. But our team were just reorged. So it's not a big deal for us. In fact,
what do you mean reorg? Reorganization?
Well, so internally, companies do this all the time. They shuffle things about. Everything is always being shuffled about. So we've just been shuffled about. But it's for us, a very low res shuffle. It's basically nothing really changes with our team. So
when you say shuffle, you mean people or offices?
Teams.
Teams.
Yeah. Sometimes people, but mostly this was a shuffling of teams. So.
I see.
And it's all good. So yeah.
What is your title going to be?
It's the same. It never changes.
Just Griff.
Just Griff.
Misha from Des Moines, New Mexico. User ID, Classy Souls. Hey, Misha. Always nice to hear from you. What's your question or comment?
Hello, Griff and Lee. I don't think it's morning any. Well, maybe it is there.
It's still morning here for about 20 minutes.
Yeah, we got a few minutes left.
Yeah.
What's up?
I have a couple of questions. One is, there don't seem to be enough correct category options when calling customer support. And I try and pick the closest option there is, but they just don't always show up there. You know, if I have a question about a buyer and a transaction, it really doesn't fall into any of the categories that are there to call customer support. And also, if you have a question about mobile, there really isn't a category there. And I don't know if they group by category to route the calls, but often I just have to pick one because I just need to get into the queue and talk to somebody in customer support.
Yeah, do you let them know when you talk to them? You should let them know.
I don't.
That would be smart.
I will do that. Okay, yeah. Well, smart is good. Okay, then the next one is, it seems like they took away the option to add notes for saved or favorite sellers. And sometimes I can't remember why I saved them, but there was a reason. Like maybe I heard them on eBay Radio or something. And my old saved sellers, favorite sellers. All those notes that I had, they've stayed. But I don't seem to be able to find a way to add notes to new sellers that I save.
Hmm. Hold on a minute. Let me see what it says here. I'm looking at the page now for sellers I'm following. And I don't think that there is a option for configuring this page. And more
you
actions
doesn't... be able to... Yes, under more actions, you used to be able to add... There was an option to add notes.
Add note, yeah.
But there isn't that on any of my old sellers or any of the new sellers.
I don't have that option.
I don't know how to get it.
Is that a thing for the bug hunter?
It sounds like a design decision. Yeah, but it would be also be good for John to know it. John the bug hunter, you know him, right?
Misha?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, so. Okay. Send a little note.
And I'll send one, too. If we send two notes, then it really resonates. Then it's in stereo.
Then it's exciting. And give us credit when Give us credit when you send him the note.
Yeah, we could take all the credit we can get.
We were hearing on eBay Radio, so Griff on eBay Radio told me to, you know, send this to you.
Yes.
He knows that.
eBay Radio. R-A-D-I-O.
Yeah, you know how to spell it? It's E-B-A-Y.
Misha, you have another question, don't you? Hold on for us.
No, those were two.
Oh, good.
Oh, that's it. Okay, well, we'll do what we can. Thank you. Those were great. I've lost my sheet of paper because I turned it. Here it is. This segment was brought to you by CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you. We're eager as little beavers to hear your call. 888-RADIO-30 here on eBay Radio. Ask me.
Our goal for the eBay Radio Show is to help our audience achieve and maintain top-rated seller status. We want to know if you've got something to share that will help us achieve that goal. Please send your press releases, articles, and announcements to us at guest@voicemarketing.com. Please include your contact info so we can follow up with you if need be. Again, that email address is guest@voicemarketing.com. Is there something you'd like to tell us?
Never go to the post office again. That's what Stamps.com has in mind for every eBay seller. So we've created a custom program just for you. It's a double freebie. A free program for eBay sellers and a bonus 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. The free program is custom designed with all the great features you've come to love with Stamps.com. Get your double freebie at Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Your calls are eBay Radio's reason for being. But if you can't call in, simply email your question, comment, or listening dish request directly to us. Just click Contact Us on the eBay Radio player during the show. Fill out the web form and hit the Submit button. Griff and Lee can't promise to respond to every email received, but they'll certainly do their best. That's Contact Us on the eBay Radio player. Fill out the web form and hit Submit. We look forward to hearing from you.
Let's face it, product sourcing for your business on eBay can be a real hassle. That's why Inventory Scouts offers a free business consultation for new subscribers. Inventory Scouts has product sourcing specialists specifically trained to help with all your inventory needs. Let them assist you with fast and free sourcing solutions from thousands of vendors, updated daily across all spectrums. Sign up now for your free account at InventoryScouts.com and find a goldmine of new opportunities today.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 233.
John Lawson, CEO of Colder Ice Media, is known on eBay as Third Power Outlet. He says there are things sellers should keep in mind in 2014, like holidays throughout the year.
Right now, start your rolling calendar, because literally there is a holiday every month that you can market around. Every month there's a holiday. All of them are not major, but some of them are major enough. I don't care if it's Purple Color Day. If I got stuff that's purple, hey, I can do some marketing around that. So every, you know, month there's at least one holiday that you can market around. So start making that calendar right now.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
It's eBay Radio. Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We are on tenterhooks waiting for your call, and they're starting to hurt. Call us now, 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Postage from your PC. Jump in with both feet, as long as they're not in your mouth. 888-RADIO-30. Once again, our number is 888-723-4630. And you know, although if you've got multiple labels to print out, it works just as well to print them out on the bulk label flow and you won't have the Java issue. But when we were mentioning our sponsor, Stamps.com, they're also a third-party alternative for printing a label if it's single. If you don't have an account, you can always sign up with them.
Yeah, and they're good people, too.
Yeah, we love Eric Nash and Company. We love them. They've been doing this for
as long,
if not longer, than eBay has been in existence.
I remember when I first heard about stamps.com so many years ago, I thought, what a great domain name.
Oh, yeah, my God. You should have squatted on it.
I should have. Well, you know, I squatted on two more the other night. I don't know what the heck I'm doing. I'm never going to use these. Every now and then I reach in and grab one for something we're doing or an event like, you know, the ervegas.com thing. Yeah. But, you know, I've got things I'm not going to use.
I have one that I was watching Colbert one night. This was years ago. And he made some comment about, and so, you know, Joe Sixpack?
Mm-hmm.
He said, Jane Winebox. And I said, I like that. So I went and registered it. And he actually said, we'll see if somebody grab it quick. So I
And you were the
it.
One that got it. How and exciting.
I have Jane Winebox.
There's something exciting about it. And you do get bragging rights, you know. I mean, I own voicewho.com. Voice H-O-O. Yeah, like Yahoo, only Voice Who.
Well, how special for you.
What the heck am I going to do with it? I don't know.
You're going to squat on it, spend a lot of money.
I'm down to only 90-something.
It'll be
now,
in your
though.
Estate sale.
Yeah, I only have 90-something now.
Oh, you have more than I do. I have like maybe 20.
And you know what I'm going to do? I think I'm going to start trying to auction them.
Why not? You might as well make some money.
Because one of them that I gave up, I'm not going to tell you what it was, some guy got it right away, and he's got it on auction for $2,000-something.
Yeah, but he's got it on auction. It hasn't
sold.
And
I gave it away.
Well, there you go.
Who knows? I don't know.
Just because somebody is asking so much for something doesn't mean it's worth that.
I know.
I mean, I could ask $1 million for Jane Winebox. I don't think I'm going to get it.
I once lost something by mistake.
You let it go.
I let it go by mistake. And
what was it, apple.com?
No. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but it has something to do with voice marketing.
Uh-oh.
Actually, not voicemarketing.com.
You got that one.
But I've got that one, and I've got several of them with voice marketing, like maybe 16 or 17, I think. But this one was an important one, and somebody got it. I let it drop because I was using two different domain people then. Now it's all under GoDaddy.
Oh.
But in those days, I had some in this one and that one, you know, and I let it go by mistake. And some company in the Midwest got a hold of it and did bad things with it. And I got a call from the federal government authorities and a cease and desist letter.
And, oh, my.
And call them, and they said, well, you're voice marketing, aren't you? And I said, yes, but that's not my website.
That's not your website.
That particular one isn't my website. And it was a mess, and I had to go through a lot of crap. They said, didn't you? We know we've got the right company. You made $4.8 million last year. I said, honey, you've really got the wrong company. You have got the wrong company.
Yeah, I mean, they just assume.
But see, people can get it. And now I'm getting these letters from, I don't know if any of you have gotten these letters. If you have, let me know. They're from China, Griff. Have you gotten any letters about any of your domain names?
No.
They said, we are going to use voicemarketing.something unless you contact us immediately to purchase it.
Oh, yeah, just ignore it.
I've gotten several of those.
Yeah, it's just a scam.
But they want to use it like it's always from, or they say they're from China.
Yeah.
So you just need to be careful about everything now on the internet.
Don't believe everything you read.
No, I know, but still.
Just believe what we tell you to believe.
You know, but still, it's a pain in the neck that they're going to take my voicemarketing.com and use it in China. That's going to be impossible. That can't be done, right?
No, it can't be done.
It can't be done.
Yeah.
But I think they want to make it dot something else, like dot co or I don't know.
Dot ch or
something like that. Yeah.
Well, good luck with that.
Yeah, I mean, would you pay for it?
No.
Would you go and get those?
No.
Go to GoDaddy and get those if they're available, just because somebody said they're gonna.
No, because it's just not that important to me. Life's too short now. Mm-hmm. If I was younger, I might, but.
No, that has nothing to do with age.
No. It does in a sense. I mean, as you get older, you reorder your priorities.
That's true.
And protecting my domain names, that just ain't it.
I'd love to know your list of domain names.
Oh, I'll read them out. I'll go and find them.
Would you?
Yeah.
Can you do that today?
Yeah, I think I have. I think I gave up Crusty Old Slut.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I think I gave it
that
up.
That was my favorite.
Crusty Old Slut?
Yeah, I'll give you some of mine, too, okay? Maybe when we come back for the next hour. Griffin Lee's domain names.
Yeah, this is what we've sunk to.
Yeah, if anybody has any
or
ideas
we could
how
dish
to
listings.
Use these domain names.
Yeah, we could do something that's eBay related. I mean, it is Ask Griffin Lee eBay Radio.
Well, we've got some comments here about the eBay Radio Party and Conference.
Well, we'll talk about those.
Okay.
We'll stay focused.
Okay.
Because that's our middle name, Focus.
Yes.
eBay Focus Radio. This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. Postage from your PC. Share your eBay secrets with us in our next hour at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. This is eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. It's produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication. Global Food Supply.
TerraPeak.com, the leading provider of eBay Marketplace Intelligence, presents the Pat Investigation. This is e-commerce, a gathering place for people to buy and sell stuff. That's where I come in. I'm John Tuesday. I wear a badge. It was Wednesday, and it was heating up in the e-commerce community. My partner Joe Thursday and I drove to the station to question one of the last people to see a person named Pat who seems to have just disappeared.
He just vanished, I tell you. Bought an antique gold watch on eBay, and he's gone.
Mm-hmm, gold watch.
The guy made a fortune using a thing called TerraPeak.
TerraPeak?
Yeah, TerraPeak, I tell you.
Now, you wait a minute. You come in here telling us that this Pat used this TerraPeak to make his fortune, and he vanished. Well, you listen to me. I've seen his kind. I've seen your kind. He's one of the lucky ones, not like you, not like me.
No, but you can, too. Just sign up with TerraPeak. You'll see. I tell ya.
eBay sellers know they make more profits every day with TerraPeak. You can, too. Sign up today at TerraPeak.com. That's TerraPeak.com.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
You've probably met Mark and Robin Levine of Bubble Fast at various events in the online selling community. They're top-rated sellers themselves, and they get it. Mark and Robin are tuned in to exactly what you need to ship your products on time and intact. In fact, their constantly growing product line specifically meets the changing needs of eBay sellers. From bubble mailers and packing peanuts to tape and dispensers and more, you'll find everything you need for a smooth-running shipping department, all with a no-hassle refund return policy and free shipping. BubbleFast has been providing high-quality, affordable shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Let Mark and Robin's experience help your small business and use the discount code COMMUNITY at checkout for 5% off your entire order at BubbleFast.com.
You can easily stay up to date with all the latest eBay Radio news, guests, tips, and techniques wherever you are by subscribing through iTunes or our RSS feed. Simply click on the links in the upper left-hand corner of the archive's homepage at voicemarketingradio.com or do a search in iTunes for eBay Radio and click on our logo. Don't forget to save the link. Then call 888-RADIO-30 and tell us where you listen to eBay Radio.